The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Clap.
All right, Cameron, go ahead and take us in.
Everyone, this is the first podcast live from New York Rockefeller Studio. This is live first podcast with Lars from Norway.
What's up, Cameron?
He is 38 years old, podcast host. Ej.
That's me.
From USA. 21 years old, fresh out of bars. He's Spaghetto.
Yo, what's up?
What's from up? Discord. Hey, that's his thing. That's his catchphrase. That's his thing. That's his thing that he said. This is the first podcast.
Wait, JJ, what are you doing on the stage?
and we have Solid JJ. Hey,
wait a minute.
Solid JJ from
Hi,
USA.
Solid JJ.
Do a voice, Solid JJ. Do a voice, you do.
Hello.
All right. Well, thanks for your contribution, JJ.
I'm in a car. I played Target. Why didn't you fucking drag me in here? What is this?
I didn't add you. That must have been TJ. I didn't do anything.
I thought you were doing like a solid snake and you snuck onto the podcast.
Yeah, this isn't your episode, JJ.
This place has been compromised.
I don't fucking want to be here.
Okay, I'm glad we got that guy out of here. He snuck in here because he was trying to leak Friday Night Funkin' Week 8.
Wait, there's a Week 8? Holy shit.
He's doing his thing. Not yet. Actually, I mean, it's in progress.
Well, Tristan, let me put it this way. The existence of a thing called Week 7, I mean, eventually implies that there's going to be a Week 8 just because that's how time works.
And a Week 9.
Wait, and what?
We make a new level.
But for people who have no idea what we're talking about,
yeah,
Cameron, can you go ahead and tell the audience a little bit about who you are and what you do?
Hey, everyone, I'm NinjaMuffin99, lead host of the first podcast. I'm here with my guests, Lars, Tej, and Spaghetto. This is where I ask them about my game, Friday Night Funkin'.
All right,
quiz them and
quiz Spaghetto on this, please. I'd love to see this.
What is Friday Night Funkin' about, Spaghetto?
It's about this guy with blue hair who has they-them pronouns trying to date this girl by battling her exes and her parents.
Incorrect. He has he-they pronouns.
Wow.
Okay, well, I got
incorrect.
Oh, no, I got one of the
fake
pronouns.
Fake.
At what point is there a purple guy that shoves kids into animatronics?
We got the cinematic universe with FNAF.
Mm-hmm. So thanks for inviting us back onto your podcast, Cameron.
Yeah, really appreciate it.
It's been a while.
Thanks, guys. It has.
It's been a hot minute.
I don't know who this guy is, but he seems chill.
Yeah, I don't know if I've interacted with Spaghetto, but we all chill and smoke in here.
Yeah, by the way, I'm going to go ahead and ask the question just because, I mean, it's the one serious question that obviously everyone has on their minds right now, which is, do you have anything to share with us at all regarding the progress?
Progress going good. Progress going awesome. I just got back from Philadelphia just a few days ago, actually.
By the way, this episode was recorded in July. There may be small bits that are now out of date, but nothing extreme.
After a cute little week of on and off work, a little busy, a little crazy week. Our programmer got COVID while he was there.
Nice.
Yeah, that was just me, my bad.
Yeah, because of Spaghetto, it was reversed COVID. And
yeah, Spaghetto was just like a living petri dish.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck off.
Yeah, but for context, he's gotten it 5 times at this point.
What?
Six. Yeah, he's on week six now of COVID.
You know, yeah, this is my 6th time having COVID.
The bro is trying to go for the high score. Oh,
he's trying to get
God.
Like the Subway club card where they do the punches and you get like a free sub at the end of the year or something. Like, you're not supposed to try to get it.
he gets free COVID.
Every time I catch a new variant, I'm like, fuck yeah, that's another one in my Pokedex.
What are they on, like, yeah. Frank Zappa variant now at this point? Wait, how many
Frank
have there been?
Zappa? Okay.
I don't know. I'll probably have it next week, so I'll let you guys know.
Well, stop. Like, stop getting COVID.
Which is even stupider. I barely leave my house, and the one time I leave my house in the last, like, 2 months, I get fucking COVID.
Yeah. See, that's why. You need to leave your house more. You need to, like, battle harden your insides.
Well, he's trying that. It's not working. Because every time he goes outside, he gets it. And his body's not building antibodies.
I've had COVID twice this year already.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And we're not even like halfway.
Then goes back inside.
Has had COVID so much that he is COVID now. Like, his whole body is just made of COVID.
He is, like, patient zero.
You didn't even get it when it was cool.
I got COVID before it was cool. In 2019.
Wait, how?
Oh my God.
Were you actually in Wuhan?
He was patient zero. He invented it.
Okay, if you guys want a story, I can explain how I got COVID.
Monetization.
No, it's actually kind of funny. It's not like that'll get you demonetized. Don't
okay.
You know how my parents are very religious, right, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah. They drug me along to a convention revival thing.
Oh wow!
In
okay.
Seattle.
I thought you were saying that they drugged you. Okay, never mind. That no, sentence went very differently. Me. Okay.
Drugged me along to this like Seattle Christian revival center thing at the end of like 2019, and there was these missionaries that flew in from Wuhan that were special speaking guests. So that was fun.
Wait, so you actually got
patient zero?
You actually got COVID-19 in 2019?
Yes.
Dude, it's matching. It's like matching 2019 COVID-19.
Justin getting the early COVID X's, like he just got the first generation of iPhone, like right before it came out.
Hey guys, Heyo Spaghetto here, trying COVID before the full release. I'll let you guys know how it feels.
Yeah, we got a Kickstarter. We got a Kickstarter going. You know, we've been.
That was before the vaccinations and stuff, though. That must have been like hell.
Oh, I was so sick, man.
All right. Well,
lasted about a month.
Like, maybe that just like permanently damaged your like body.
Yeah,
probably. I mean, it makes a lot of sense.
No, you're just like
also. If you hear me chewing, I'm chewing on cough drops.
Okay.
Yeah. Did you see that picture I posted of him? I think it really messed up his body.
It must have. Yeah.
You know, this picture right here that I just posted. Yeah. Look what COVID did to my boy.
No. How could this have happened?
That's what happens when you get COVID six times.
Your neck disappears.
Each time the neck
is turning into one of the Goombas from the live action Mario Bros. Movie from the 90s.
If you don't watch the Super Mario Bros. Super Show, I'll turn you into a Goomba.
By the way, Tristan.
Turns into a Goomba.
TJ went ahead and posted that picture on the Discord here at discord.t1podcast.com if you want to tune into these episodes live. Also, probably put it in the video version, youtube.com/@thefirstpodcast. I guess that's how they do URLs now on YouTube. It's kind of weird, but yeah, check us out on video. We've been making some video cuts of the show and adding some extra stuff in the process, and we'd really appreciate to see you there. So thanks for tuning in, and if you're on the YouTube channel right now listening to the cutdown version, we'd appreciate if you'd give us a subscription. Well, Tristan dies in the background for his art, and yeah.
Sorry.
So thank you.
That was autocorrect, my bad.
Yeah, by the way, I have some actual topics other than Tristan getting COVID like it's Pokemon at this point, if you guys like get into them. So,
I do have a question to ask Sir Muffin.
Yes, sir.
All right, so Sir Ninja Muffin III.
Senior Muffin.
How was your... shut the fuck up, TJ. I'm asking a question. Shut up. Okay, sorry. Sir Ninja Muffin, what was your experience and how did you enjoy doing your own Kickstarter?
Doing the Kickstarter has been fun and awesome. It's fun. I think it's fun to be independent. It's fun to be able to manage everything ourselves, but also it's not fun when there's a billion things that you have to do and a billion things of paperwork that you have to sign and a billion people you have to deal with, whether it's like, you know, it's
where people are like, where is my Kickstarter exclusive things?
I do feel bad that it's a situation that certain things haven't gone on yet, but it's all almost coming to a close where it's all almost out of our hands, where we have all the CDs and vinyls, that's all out of our hands. All the like pins and posters, stuff like that, that's like out of our hands. So now it's like when it's like finally that stuff is getting into people and it's like, oh, life is good now. It's like this what we've been, it's like it's fun to have something that you can make, fun to make products for people, but mass production is not fun.
I totally get that, my guy. I relate to everything you just said.
How was it like when you did the Your Front End Funking Kickstarter?
Well, yeah. I'm glad you invited me back on your podcast so I could talk about my Friday Night Funkin' Kickstarter. It's getting to the point where I'm just like, guys, listen, we're waiting on the manufacturers.
Yeah,
chill the
yeah.
fuck out. Here, have some edibles. We'll veg out on the couch. We'll replay week 7. Like, chill, guys, chill.
Yeah, I'm just trying to veg out with week 7.
We're just trying to hang out, you know? Like, we're vibing.
Although, edibles aren't really so much a vibe.
Real quick.
I don't know. Like,
An
edible at that point is like
6 hours of kind of bleeding into like the couch and then just kind of just losing track of reality on a small level at least.
But
here, guys, chill. We'll smoke a little bit of crack. Yeah. We'll do some heroin.
Oh, dude. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay. So yeah, I got a snap from someone and one of their friends was on the snap. And okay. So apparently this is just a thing now. People just do crack. What's that all about?
well, little does every...
Okay, allow me to explain.
Sorry.
Spaghetti knows what's all about. That's how he got COVID all these times.
Listen, I was sitting in a public park bathroom, and people were like, "Ayo, you want some pixie dust?" And it's all history from there, my guy, so...
You do not have COVID. You are overdosing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I was going to say, like, little does everybody know that Spaghetto's the real creator of Friday Night Funkin', and he's the one that's taken the Kickstarter money and used all of it to buy crack, so...
Oh, that's why Cameron keeps sending him COVID, because he's, like, going to reveal the secret. Okay,
yeah,
I get it.
The real secret.
Yeah.
Whereas people have always been doing crack, you're just seeing it more out in the open because people don't give a fuck.
I noticed that. Yeah, people's like give a fuck-o-meter is at an all-time low lately, it does seem.
Yeah, something about this Biden administration. Ooh, politics joke.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it's been pretty milktoast, I would say. I don't disagree. But
okay, guys, question of the week for the chat room. Who did you vote for in the 2020 election?
Oh, yeah, go for it. Yeah.
Shit.
Hey, leave it in the comments. That's all I'll say.
Trump was a cokehead. Like, he was, like, he did a lot of cocaine. I mean, that's why he's all sniffly. And he has to take Sudafed all the time.
I could actually tell you what happened to my ballot if you guys want, but it's semi-illegal.
Nah, let's not break the law on the podcast.
They hide the ballot.
Sorry. It's semi-illegal, allegedly. But not by me, by someone else.
Yeah, well, let's not talk about politics in seriousness.
Yeah. So Joe Biden III is pretty cute, and I think he would make a great character for week 9.
We got a little saucy at this point with some jokes, so just to make it clear, you should get vaccinated against COVID.
Hey, all I'm saying is that me and Spaghetto are proudly in the cabinet.
Yeah, there you go.
Proudly.
You're very proud.
Wait. Like, you're not...
Yeah, I was only doing it because you weren't.
I got vaxxed, like, and then I got COVID 3 more times.
Yeah, June was Pride Month. That's you were saying you're all proud of like not being. This is gonna get us in trouble. Never mind. Let's cut.
Lars, hey, you're gonna get in trouble.
Okay, never mind.
All right, so
here's
the chase, Ninja Muffin. What do you think about Scooby Doo?
No, let's not talk about Scooby Doo again on the podcast. Jesus.
Okay my question is
I like Scooby Doo.
My question is,
I have an actual question. Okay. I have questions about the Kickstarter, though.
All right, ask a question.
Sorry.
Lars, go.
Okay, So, Jesus. So I have a feeling, and I don't know if you can relate to this at all, but this is just my assumption.
Okay.
Yes.
Which is that when you were doing the Kickstarter, there's like, if I was doing it in that situation, there's a part of me who'd be kind of like, once we actually met the goal, that I'd be a little freaked out. It'd be like, oh shit, we actually won the presidency. I got to actually do this now. Did you experience that at all?
Yeah, definitely. When it was like, it was literally like Kickstarter went out, and then in the first day or so, we met the goal. And then in the next few days, it was like, I think with under a week, it was getting close to like $1 million. And I was like, oh no, we need to, it's like, yeah. It's going to be a, this is what I spend my early to mid 20s on. Whoops. Mm-hmm. It's like, this is my life for the next few years now. I can't. I don't know. I feel like in a way, maybe it's like, it's like getting married to someone where it's like, do you make that? It's like, do you make that commitment? It's like, sure, I love my girlfriend, but it's like, is this okay. The person that I'm with for the rest of my life?
that makes my follow-up question a lot easier. Ninja Muffin 99, yes? Will you marry me?
Yes.
Nice. Wait, really?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, guys, Ninja and I are getting married! Yeah!
Proud the fact that you have back.
This is like a episode
the fact
of
that you have a cops go ahead, DJ. Go ahead, JJ. Never mind.
I got a cough drop.
Oh,
I know.
What were you gonna say?
Like, no, I was gonna say, it made you sound real sad. That we're getting married. Yeah.
I was gonna say, like,
God, we're getting married.
You only just met Cam. It was like, this is really fat, going really fast. Is this like an episode of? Is this gonna be 90 Day Fiance between you two or something like that? Or
could be.
Yeah. Could be.
Listen, man, I got plenty of toes and they're unsucked, but now I got a fiance, so we're gonna get going.
Oh, does that make you the big Ed in the situation?
Shit, let me grab the mayonnaise.
You can't have mayonnaise, you're vegan.
Yeah, get the Miracle Whip instead.
No, there you go.
So, Ninja, when are we gonna kiss?
When we meet.
Oh, there you go.
All right.
So, I had a question, but then all this cancer just destroyed my brain. I've forgotten what my question was. We were talking about the Kickstarter.
Let's jog your memory.
You were talking about, oh, yeah, oh. No, because you mentioned something, which is that you were saying, well, this is what I'm going to be spending my early 20s on. Now,
yeah.
First of all, yeah, that's kind of crazy. Second of all, that's also like really cool, though, because, I mean, you could have spent it at, you know, Burger King instead and, you know, just make him foot
college.
Lettuce. Yeah.
Foot lettuce would have been awesome. That's history.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like, this is, you know, every 13-year-old kid's dream is to actually like make a game and have people play it and, you know, adore it. So
it is true. But also it's like, you know, it's like the bigger they are, the harder they fall type thing where it's like, if we do fumble and fail and make a mid game, or even if it, I feel like making a bad game is almost worse than making no game. If we just make like a bad game, it's like, well, this is like not it's like an unsuccess story, a cautionary tale. It's the, I feel like I don't like to dunk and to diss on other game developers, but you know, it's like the Yandere Simulator. And it's like the, all these like things that got big and they fell and fumbled. And now they're in the pits of like Walmart.
Do you ever worry about becoming the next Yandere dev? Like getting that kind of reputation?
I don't know. I guess a while ago I used to be worried about that because when I was younger, because I feel like I had bad work discipline. I still feel like I kind of do, but now it's like, I feel like the thing with Yandere Sim was that it was like just one dude and kind of worked the way he wanted to work and worked on what he wanted to work on type thing. And very, I guess when, especially with like a large ambitious game, it's very easy to get tunnel vision. Even with Funkin, it's easy for like as a team to get tunnel visioned. So I feel like with one person, it's like, oh no, it's like you can just be stuck working on whatever bullshit and not know how to do things and make things a certain way when maybe ideas aren't there. But I feel like with a team,
It's very, very good that it's not just like, okay, I'm calling the shots. It's like, this is how we do things. It's like, if I say something to our team, or if Dave says something, or if our team says, if anyone on our crew says something that's like, I don't know, feels like it's misaligned with the vision, whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. I feel like we're all pretty good at like communicating and talking with each other about all that. So I feel like we have dodged at least that part of the bullet, that part of like, it's like, okay, it's not going to be like this tunnel vision project where it's just like someone just going off about whatever, like, you know, kind of neglecting type. I don't know. This isn't to dunk on Yandere Dev or anything, but I do like
why not? Why not?
Because it's mean.
It's also kind of low-hanging fruit at this point.
Like, yeah, mostly that. Yeah,
okay, that's fair. That's so fair.
Well, also, like, just to kind of bounce off of what you were saying a little bit earlier, though. I mean, this kind of, but you kind of cheated in that you made like a fun game first before you put it on Kickstarter. So it's like you get to skip all that.
You could say,
yeah, all that pesky stuff about like, I wonder if my game's going to be good. Well, it is. You know, it's already fine. So
yeah. Like,
it's just about expanding.
I guess you could say
that
Yandere Sim, I don't know, I feel like it's almost like in certain aspects of Yandere Sim, you could have seen like certain bits of the charm where it's like, it's like, oh, this is like this weird like anime hitman. Yeah. And I feel like that could have been fun. Like, it's like, oh yeah, it's like, you're just like in a school and doing all this like anime-ass weeb bullshit.
Yeah.
And I feel like that could have been fun. But, you know, I guess, who knows, like, I feel like everyone maybe isn't willing to eat their words, but who knows what it's like. Imagine the crazy ass like comeback arc if like Yandere Sim like fully comes out. It's like, holy shit.
Yeah, it's really
it's
good.
Like Danny DeVito. Holy shit. I get it.
No, but here's the
hey
thing.
Guys,
you were saying
got
that
some bad news.
You were saying that anime Hitman sounds pretty cool. You know, what else is really good though. Regular Hitman. They've come up with like 3 games since now. Since then, it's they're all fantastic. And
I want anime. I want to be a anime girl. It's different. You don't understand me, Lark.
Yeah, but they're always doing wacky stuff in those Hitman games. I wouldn't be surprised if they actually came around to it at some point. So I don't know. We may see it.
All right, Lars. I got some bad news.
What?
I really gotta poop. I'll be back.
Oh my god.
Oh, that's that classic spaghetto.
I'm sorry, man. When you got COVID, you got the COVID poop.
That's his,
you know what I'm saying?
COVID
Just go poop. Just go poop.
All right. I'll be back in 3 to 5 poops.
Okay. So I'm actually glad because I was worried about actually getting like a contact situation there.
Contact poop.
So, yeah. Not poop. No, COVID. No, I wasn't worried about his shit.
I was worried about getting contact high from
his poop, his jankum.
Yeah, from his poop. That we go through that stink.
So Cam, the real question is, since we were on that whole tangent about Yandere Dev, is when are you going to post a picture of yourself holding a glass of milk?
I feel like equivalent memes have been out there of me and there's like this one video that I just posted on TikTok as just dipshit thing. It was just like literally just a Ninja Muffin eating chips, literally just me eating a thing of Pringles, but everyone just like posts that and spams that kind of more endearingly than they do with Yandere with Mill.
Yeah, because they call it the cum chalice.
Yeah. Hi, ZNFon. Congratulate.
I'm on to you though, because I noticed something which maybe you don't do as much on other channels that I'm just not on, but I have noticed that you kinda trickle feed imagery of yourself to people.
Yeah.
There's not too many pictures of you. So I think they take what they can get and they try to meme off of it. So that's a good strategy.
Yeah, I guess so.
And good for
especially
the speedrun.
From coming internet people hunting me down, I've been more chill about it. I don't want these weird people looking at me all the time. I just want to make games on new grounds. I just want to make games on new grounds.
Yeah, we get requests from time to time to make this like a video podcast, but I don't know. I kind of like it how it is. It's nice to just kind of come in here and be all sweaty and gross and fat and like just, you know, do a podcast. But it is what it is.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, how long since I was last on this podcast?
2 years.
Like things have
2 years.
I know, but was it before Kickstarter or after? It feels like it's been so long.
It was right before you announced it, dude.
Oh, whoa.
Bro. It was right before week 7 came out, too.
Man, so many things have goddamn changed since then. Life is different now completely.
Do you prefer it this way? Or?
Yeah, I think so. My life was very... It was like I just moved into a new city. It was just like, you know, the game was first popping off type thing. And now it's like everything seemed like this weird kind of, I guess you could say unstable, where it's like, well, we just have this random ass game that we need to make and we don't know what to do with it type thing. It's like, well, sure, Kickstarter. It's like now it's, I feel like things, I don't know, looking back, it does seem like it's like, oh, whoa, things are very structured and nice and a lot less scary now. We have a company and accountants that do our taxes, and when we have legal questions, we have a lawyer we can ask, which isn't as fancy as you may think, but it is funny. It's like, you ask my lawyer.
Yeah,
it sounds a lot fancier than it is. You're right.
I mean, I think, you had to get a lawyer at some point with all of the, Friday Night Funkin' knockoffs there are.
Yeah. When we did the Kickstarter, we didn't have a company. We didn't have like a bank account or anything. It's like the Kickstarter money for the entire first year was like, I think almost the entire year was like in the Newgrounds, like newgrounds.com bank account. Cause Tom Fulp is the homie. And he just kept that. And then at the end of the year, we just like put it into, we finally made our own bank account and own company and all that in the Funkin' vault.
Nice.
So for the entire first year, we kind of didn't even touch the Kickstarter money.
Well, that's good. I mean, that's better than like burning through it right away. It sounds like you guys are, being conservative with it at least.
Yeah. Yeah. Generally, run it down. Most of the expenses are payroll, paying people to work on it, and not including just us.
So it's, by the way,
I feel like. Go on.
Oh, I was gonna say it's kind of an interrelated question. Because we were talking about like the differences between 2 years ago when you were first on the show and now. I just out of curiosity, if you could go back to your younger self and be like, oh, here's what you need to do when it comes to this game and the Kickstarter and stuff, what would you tell them?
Purchase property. I would, unironically, I would tell myself to purchase property so that I don't pay money on rent. And invest money wisely into Bitcoin. Yeah, passive money, make money, spend money, make money. I would give myself financial advice.
You make that that gamer compound, the Funkin' Fortress. There we go.
Yeah, and also I would tell him there's a thing that I was trying to figure out and. I didn't figure out until just like a month or two ago. I would tell him how to figure it out. A little coding thing, some crazy ass math that I was doing. I'd also tell him that.
What? Cameron just went quiet. I think he cut off in the middle of a sentence.
Oh, did I? Hello.
You still there?
I think so. Hello.
Oh, I got a quick. Yeah, I can hear you. I got a quick question, by the way, in terms of coding, which I don't have any experience with this. So if you don't either, we can move on from it. But just out of curiosity. Have you tried to do any of the stuff you can do with like having GPT just generate it for you at this point?
that stuff is I feel like people are so scared of like AI. It's like, AI is gonna do a job, and I guess, maybe it can and maybe it will. But I think honestly right now I think if you even want to like learn code, I feel like it's so awesome for that, where it's like, hey, explain what's a Boolean. It's like, it's like, what is a Boolean? And explain it to me in Monster Hunter terms. It's like using Monster Hunter as like metaphor. And also it's like, how does this work? How does that work? And it's like, I feel like broad explanations, it's like, okay at. And then like nitty gritty, it's like, okay, what's this formula? If it's like, I don't know what's like a mainstream / it's like a very well known, I guess like some crazy like math algorithm or something. It's like, okay, what is this algorithm and what does it do and how do I implement it this way? I feel like it's also like super broad and like decent enough at like stuff like that. But definitely once you get it to do like something niche and like very specific, I feel like it's a lot of handhold type stuff that you got to do.
Yeah.
But I think for what it is, it's like, it's pretty damn, like, honestly, at this point, I feel like half the time I'll go to like Google search something, and half the time I'll give like ChatGPT some like broad question where it's like, how does this work? And then like most of the time ChatGPT is like pretty okay at like giving me a rough understanding. So if anyone's like scared of ChatGPT, you should be, but also talk to it and make it your friend. And when it uprises, it will be your friend and know that you like AI.
Or just be Joaquin Phoenix from Her, and you know, just get a dating situation going on, then it'll it'll favor you.
You might want to.
No, I don't know. It's one of those things where it's like, yeah, GPT has its flaws, but I mean, so does Google search. I mean, Google doesn't always give you the best results. So you got to learn how to filter those too. So just, you know, take everything with a grain of salt. Just use the tools.
I was going to say, be careful with ChatGPT, because if it doesn't know something, it will just make up something on the spot that's not true.
I'm definitely very broad with it.
I feel like it does do that sometimes, but I feel like that's been somewhat exaggerated though, because I've used it quite a lot just experimenting here and there, and I find often it actually just says, oh, I don't know, if you feed it something, that especially after the 2021 cutoff. So I don't know. This is inside baseball, though. We don't have to talk about it too much. I was just curious about your thoughts on it. That's all.
Hey, y'all got favorite GPT prompts? Anyone got their favorite ChatGPT prompts? Leave them in the YouTube comments.
Don't go in there, guys. Don't go in there.
The YouTube comments?
Oh, Jesus. No, he's talking about his poop.
Don't go in there.
All right, I got a question for you, Cam. And this is...
Hey.
This is, again, it's going to depend on whether you've experienced it or not, which is, have you played Elden Ring?
Elden Ring. I haven't. Those games filter me, as they say.
Is that what the kids are into these days?
That's what the kids are into.
What's your question?
So I'll answer it anyways. Through ChatGPT, I'll answer it.
Nice. Because I got it yesterday, and it's really good, and I was hoping to talk about it on the podcast.
I've played Elden Ring.
Yeah, it's really good, man. I don't know.
This is the first Souls-y game you played.
No, I played.
It was my first Souls game.
Yeah, man. I've made my way through Dark Souls 2 and 3, The Surge 1 and 2, Nioh, Bloodborne. What else? I think that's it. There's not that many of them, actually. There's only like 12 Souls-like games, actually.
Neck 2, for sure.
Shadow the Hedgehog on PS2, not the GameCube one, PS2.
It is kind of weird, though, because, like, okay, so it's Elden Ring's a great game, by the way, and I've been enjoying my time with it quite a lot.
Mosquito.
And the world building is really good, and the level design is fantastic. They really up the game with the controls, because in most Dark Souls games, the problem is that the controls suck. And but it's also kind of weird, because they took Dark Souls 3 and literally just took the program for it, clearly, and just pasted Elden Ring on top of it, using the same engine and the same menus and the same design for everything. It's kind of weird. I don't know. It's
so the Bethesda method.
I wasn't expecting it to be. Yeah, it was like when Bethesda did Oblivion and Fallout 3. And it was clear that they took Oblivion and just literally pasted Fallout 3 on top of it. It was kind of weird, but it worked. So, I don't know. Someone in the chat at discord.t1podcast.com says, I found Elden Ring easy AF.
Easy
I don't know.
AF.
It's, you, I mean, it starts out really hard.
Lars?
It starts out very difficult, but yeah, you can make a good build pretty quickly. So, easier than...
I gotta get back into the Samurai Sword game.
Yeah.
You're it's the other
Tsushima,
one.
Sekiro. Tsushima, never mind.
Oh, Sekiro? Yeah.
Yeah, Sekiro is made by FromSoft, right?
Yeah, FromSoft. Mm-hmm. I hear it's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, I played through a bit of it, and I just like beat the boss. But then at the time when I played it, I was just like so bad, or just like so. I had such a bad habit with games where I would just like pick them up and then just like not play them at all. So I just like I got Sekiro and got through a few bosses. And it's like I wasn't stuck on a boss. I beat a boss and then I just didn't get back to it.
Well, that's just called being a busy adult, though. That's pretty normal. That's
I gotta fit it into my schedule.
I feel like one of the most relatable experiences as a young adult gamer is the fact that you have like probably like 400 games on Steam and you played 3.
Yeah.
Like it's just kind of how it goes.
I don't know. Take me back when I could play a game for 10 hours straight and be happy.
Yeah.
You know,
what is your guys' favorite game now? Personality question.
Right now? Well, pick a guess. What the fuck are you doing, Tristan?
Games on Steam, games childhood.
You know,
games you
I've
love.
I've eaten a fortune cookie.
Okay. What does it say?
The price of greatness is responsibility.
Okay, Spider-Man. You know what Jesus.
You know what that reminds me?
True.
With great fortune cookies comes great responsibility.
True. Let him speak.
Speaking of Kickstarters, Lars, how are the edible dice going? Did that take off yet?
Fuck.
Edible dice. Is this a deep callback? I think
I'm unlocking
it back in my memory.
No, I had a great idea. Okay. Let me explain this.
This is actually from the last time you're on the show.
I know.
Was the edible dice.
I talked about how much I want to put dice in my mouth.
Yeah, no, it's okay. So let's say you're playing a game of like dorky whatever. And like it's a game where you have to roll D20 and but you're hungry. It's like you don't want to store the dice afterwards. You just eat it. You just get like a bag of them. What's wrong with that?
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Potato chip dice.
No, like if I'm playing a game with a D20, most of the time the people you're going to be playing with are smelly, sweaty gamers. Who the fuck wants to eat
their
gamer gun?
You're not going to share the same one you do one at a time.
Everyone gets their own dice.
Also, it's
I was thinking like we pass
dice.
The die around all the time,
no,
and then
you're just
I
disgusting,
eat it later.
You had to do that, but no, you.
Yeah.
By the way, I did notify people
ever.
On the Discord server if they have any live questions.
I have a question.
Yes.
For y'all, it's going to be uncomfortable, but.
Oh great.
You know how like big a D20 dice is, right? And how it's kind of like a diamond.
What?
You know the D20 dice, how it's like the size of it, right?
What I guess. Where are you going with this?
Okay. What if you have a kidney stone that you pop out of your dick that it's just the size of a dice and it literally is right.
So anyway, moving on from
our favorite games, right?
Favorite games go.
Gex. There we go.
Gex. You valid.
Actually, I've never played Gex. I just like saying Gex.
Wouldn't that really hurt your dick?
DJ, have you ever
favorite game?
Yeah, what's on your guys' playlist at the moment?
On my playlist?
On my playlist.
Resident Evil. I have not played that series yet.
I'm actually gonna buy some games from Steam soon because they're having a sale.
Buy some games.
Having a sale.
Okay.
There he goes.
This is the Steam sale segment.
That wasn't me.
Valve took him out.
Why did I get disconnected?
Who kicked TJ? Who just kicked DJ?
I was talking about the Steam summer sale.
Solid
I kicked
JJ
him for his own safety
him.
Because of COVID. I didn't want him to get sick.
Okay.
Oh, Tristan kicked him. I just checked the audit log. Okay, thank you, Tristan. Yeah, that was helpful.
I didn't want TJ to get COVID because, like, he was in the call for too long.
What are you talking about?
So
let him cook.
All right. So, by the way, Whaler said that they have a mic and they would like to give a quick live question. So I'm going to go ahead and invite them to speak if I can find them.
Where's Whaler at? Get him in. Let Whaler cook. Let Whaler cook.
Whaler, you're in the hot seat, or at least you will be in a second. You've been invited.
Hey Whaler, what is your favorite game and why is it Bubsy 3D?
Bubsy 3 fans.
Dude, Bubsy 3D was such a fucking awful game. I loved it.
I noticed that Whaler has seemingly...
Hello.
Oh, there he is.
Whaler, you little troublemaker, Whaler. What are you doing around here, dude?
Hey, I'm always up to no good. What do you want?
Oh my goodness.
I got a cool ass question though.
What's your question, Whaler?
All right, watch this, watch this. What's your favorite Sonic game?
Ooh.
Sonic Mega Collection.
Ah.
Which one?
No, that's a good one? Answer.
On the GameCube.
The GameCube one?
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. Yeah.
Is that, one, yeah.
Is that the one?
Is
that
the
one that had Sonic Fighters and like Sonic R?
I think
that's the one that comes after.
Oh, okay.
This,
oh
yeah, okay. That's
the one on
this
PS2.
One that, this is the one that's like Sonic 1, 2, and 3, and like Sonic and Knuckles and all the classics. Basically,
it came with every Sonic.
That's pretty sick. I had like the one on PS2, like Sonic Gem Collection.
Yeah.
Like you had what's it called? Or there was Sonic CD. I remember as a kid, I always played the intro because that shit was so hype. Shit fire.
Oh, yeah.
What's your favorite Sonic game?
Yeah. All right, that was my question. You can kick me now. Thank you. All
right. Get out of here.
Okay. Did any of you ever have, like, the Namco Museum games? I had those.
I didn't have those, but I had some game.
Yeah, I had, like, a few different Namco compilations. Like, I had a GameCube one, and I had a PS2 one.
I did notice something, by the way, which is that you chose the strategy, Cam. Which is,
yes.
If a genie grants you 3 wishes, you ask for more wishes.
Yeah.
So that's
for
fine.
More Sonic game.
What's your favorite Sonic game?
Knuckles Chaotix.
I'm a freaky guy.
There's actually some good music in Knuckles Chaotix.
Yeah, I was playing it in the VC yesterday.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Okay.
My wrong answer is Sonic Mania. I love Sonic Mania.
Oh, shit.
You gotta play
also
that,
Sonic 2 and Sonic 3. Those are the top.
I haven't
three
really ever played the Sonic games, so I should try some of them.
Yeah,
stick to the 2D Sonics. You should be good.
Yeah,
I want to play Sonic Adventure.
That's not very good.
Oh.
I mean, you could say the same thing about Mario 64 as well. The controls didn't age well.
Still pretty good. All right, Lace, you're on the call as a speaker.
On online.
Hey, okay.
Hello.
What was that?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Hello?
Hello. Hello.
Ask
I'm on
question.
My phone, so I don't know if it's coming through as well.
It is.
It
we
is.
Can hear you.
It is. What's your favorite Sonic game, Glace Red?
My favorite what game?
Sonic. Sonic the Hedgehog game.
Sonic Heroes, probably.
Sonic Heroes!
what's your question, right, though?
What's your question?
Oh, hold on, let me get it back up. So basically, I was just wondering for Cam, sort of if you see the sort of game as the same way as when you created it, or if your view on it's kind of changed a bit since it's got popular and since the Kickstarter and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
In a way, I feel like I see it the same way where it's like, I don't know, it's like seeing it where it's like this game that I just love and putting we're all kind of putting our hearts and souls into it, and we all and it's like in a weird way, even though it's like employees, blah, 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 it's like it does feel like our friends working on it, me and Dave, and you know, our little employees are, we're, you know, as each day's going, we're, you know, closer and closer with our team and all that. So I feel like it does feel like in a way the same, where it's like nice little just cozy game that's even though we still, you know, keep things broadly professional in how we work, it's like nice game that we all love and care. It doesn't feel like anyone comes in and it's like, well, 9 a.m. clock in for work, you know, 5 p.m. clock out for work. It does feel
all right, Ninja Muffin, I got a clock in. We have some art to go over that will add Spaghetto to FNF at 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
And after that, we have our weed sesh and then hanging out.
Dedicated company mandated weed session.
By the way, thank you, Glace Red. That was a good question.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Glace. Nice to see you again.
Nice to see you.
Whoa, Glace Red's regular.
All right. So I have a couple questions I can pull from. Let me choose the best one and reject
Yay.
All the rest.
Yeah.
Let's see here.
It's like the best Tinder date, and then you reject all the other ones that probably have STDs.
Sorry, I got Yay. A good question coming from Blanky. And there you go.
Blanky.
Hello.
Hello?
Blanky.
Hello.
How you doing?
Sounds like you're talking from the inside of a dishwasher. We can't quite hear you, bud.
Hello? The animatronics do get a little bit quirky at night.
I'm sorry. I don't have the best. We obviously like headphones right now, so I'm not quite the best.
That's okay.
All right, Blinky, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read your question for you so it can get on the recording. So 1 second, okay?
Okay.
All right, so Blinky asks, when it comes to music, what's your favorite albums and songs, and what kind of music genres do you listen to the most? And I'm going to add a little bit to this question. Like, what are you guys listening to for inspiration for the project?
Crazy Frog. I guess for inspiration, yeah, Crazy Frog. I feel like definitely the things that give us most inspiration is, or I guess out of Dave, listen, Phantom Arcade, artist on the game, listens to pretty much exclusively video game music. I know, it's weird, right? But
no, it's pretty normal now.
Ew. He listens to
video game music. Are you, a homosexual?
Yeah.
And if so, hit me up.
I have noticed, by the way, that you guys ever watch like a TV show and it's like, for some reason,
I don't know what TV
they
is.
Still think
what,
I'm just going
to
steamroll right over
TV
your stupid answer. Okay,
like,
so
what is TV? I'm not sure.
So
like,
you guys are watching like a TV show, right? And they'll have like video games on the screen, like people are playing games or something.
Yeah,
and for some reason, it'll be like bleep bloop blup, and there'll be like high score and I just beat the level. Why is that still like a thing?
Oh, they also like spam and press the buttons as hard as fuck when they're playing like a racing game.
Yeah, then the game will just have random video game sounds. Like, just like they're playing
a waka 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 waka.
Yeah, they'll be playing like a first person shooter, but it's like making Donkey Kong sounds.
Pew pew.
Yeah. Why is that still a thing? Why do they not think that video games have developed in 40 years?
Video game executives think that if you hit the buttons as hard as you can, you beat every video game like it's an arcade machine.
Video game executives?
Yes. Sorry. TV executives.
Oh, okay.
Because they're all still
my
old.
Turn.
Yeah, just watch Drake and Josh, and then they're just playing the Game Sphere, and then it's just like some random bullshit video game that doesn't exist. And
I always wanted the Game Sphere as a child. I was just like,
it's spherical.
It's so spherical.
I had to settle for the GameCube. It was awful.
Yeah, the fucking GameCube sucked ass.
And all those like Dan Schneider shows, they would have like stand-in products because obviously they didn't have
the Pear.
Yeah, they had like the instead of iPhones, they had like the Pear stuff, like instead of an Apple, and they had like the pear-shaped iPad.
The Pear pad goes crazy.
Oh,
you just think about how ridiculous the UI would be on that.
Yeah, what if it was beautiful?
By the way, Jesus, dude. I'm gonna edit that out. That was vile. Sorry. That was not of this earth.
No, put some reverb on it.
Alright, so okay, you know
sorry.
What?
I didn't mean to do the
isolate it,
reverb.
Isolate it, put a bunch of reverb on it.
Alright.
Holy shit. Okay. I felt like I feel so much better.
Anyway. Just to preface this, by the way, we're all friends here. So, you know, this is meant with peace and love, but I'll just go ahead and mention it since people are probably curious. There's been some backlash with the length of the development of the game. And I'm just wondering, what has been your experience with that? And, you know, how do you feel about receiving some of that?
I guess, you know, receiving backlash makes us sad and unhappy, but also it's, and in a way, it's, I guess, you know, expected, you can say. You know, most people don't kind of understand or know the realities of full commercial, ambitious game development.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this isn't a game that we spend, you know, 10 months on and then put out on, like, Steam for $5. This isn't a game that we spend, you know, a year on, put out for $10. It's like this is a full commercial ambitious game that will be out for, you know, it's a hopefully a one for the history books, fellas, hopefully. And then
I'll bet I'm definitely pre-ordering then.
Oh, there you go.
And then
you can get it for free, by the way, Justin. It's already out.
Wait, you Oh, wait, it's out?
Yeah, we put it out. It
Ninja Muffin, do you want to sign my free copy of FNF like on my Windows desktop?
I'll sign your Steam profile.
There you go.
Can you just sign my monitor that has a picture of the game open?
Yeah, sign around over the text so it's hard to read. Yeah, it's a good idea.
But yeah. Can you sign my left ankle?
Well, go ahead, Cam. Let him cook.
It is our first ambitious game, or first commercial game. So along with that, it's like, not only do we have to make a ambitious game, we also have to mass produce many different products, such as posters and pins and soundtracks, and do all this at the same time and set up a company. You know, it's like the second game, if not that we will or ever, but if, you know, it's like companies that make multiple games, it's like they don't need to make a company from scratch each time they make a game. So it's like, you know, it's like, well, time to like make a game and not worry about company stuff. It's like we have to set up everything pretty much from scratch. Everything, all our processes, all our company bullshit, everything from scratch. So that's also, you know, like a lot of the time and effort that gets put into video game is business things that you might not know or think about.
Yeah, I don't know. In the 2 years that have occurred between this episode and the last one that we did, I mean, I kind of, when I was researching for this episode, I was thinking, oh, I wonder if the full game's out by now. And I was like, oh, no, it doesn't seem like it is now. But it also didn't seem like that unusual, because usually making like a full commercial game takes a very long time. And I'm not like trying to like suck jelly out of your butt here. I'm just saying like it's just a time intensive process.
Wait.
Like, just imagine,
if you're
like,
not going to do it, like, can I?
Just imagine like going to the store and getting groceries. Like that takes like hours. And so
I'm walking to Costco and back.
Yeah, it's like, what the fuck, man? It takes a while to make a game.
Actually, I have a good example for what you're trying to convey, Lars.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, oh my gosh, The Binding of Isaac is fucking fantastic. The Binding of Isaac Repentance is like the best iteration of the game ever. Yeah. They worked on it for 10 fucking years.
Yeah.
And it's great. 10 years, and now it's perfect. Like, shit takes time. I mean, it's going to take time to fully like make everything the way it should be. And they're still patching Isaac and making improvements, even though like they said it's officially complete.
Yeah. So
let Ninja Muffin cook.
Yeah,
let
man. Cook. So when the game comes out next week, just don't hound him about it taking so long, man. Just let it happen. Just let it ride.
And also in the grand scheme of game development, it's like, you know, Binding of Isaac, made by Edmund McMillen, who already had a commercial successful video game, Super Meat Boy, put out Binding of Isaac, which then made more millions of dollars than Friday Night Funkin' has ever made, which then made the follow-up, Binding of Isaac Rebirth, with, I think it was it like Nicholas? What's the team that...
Nicholas.
It's like a team... Yeah. So it's like, with professional team that have been in the game industry already. So even with that, it's very scary of how many things that need to be done.
So when you finish this, by the way, what's next?
Friday Night Funkin' 2. Friday Night Funkin' 2.
We will never do Friday Night Funkin' 2. It's in the contracts that no follow-ups. Maybe media related, like maybe some animated thing or movie, whatever, comic book, but no official follow-up sequel. That shit, we ain't roll that way. Maybe we'll feel different by then, but right now we want to make Friday Night Funkin' 1.
Make Friday Night Funkin' 3 and then just totally make a loophole in the contract.
Yeah. The opposite of Valve at that point.
Skip your own sequel.
Yeah. But also, you know, I feel like it is almost always funny whenever that question gets brought up, because it's like, you know, it's like when a musician, it's like, okay, what are you going to do after this album? It's like, well, just make more albums, make more music.
No, I understand. I was just asking if there's any like particular ideas you're kind of gravitating towards or anything.
Let's see. I want to make a racing game. I want to make something with vehicles and cars.
Friday Night Funkin' Kart.
Oh, what? Yes. FNF Racer. Let's go.
I had idea of kart racing game before Friday Night Funkin', but I decided Friday Night Funkin' instead.
Yeah.
Well, what
hey,
would,
Ninja, I got a question.
Well, just to ask one last thing based on that though, which is what's your angle though? What would be your gimmick with the racing?
I guess the backstory of that, I guess, is like it almost leads into Friday Night Funkin'. It was like, you know, as the story goes, Friday Night Funkin' started as a game jam game, but during that game jam, I woke up and I was like, I need to make a game, impulsively and obsessively make a game. And then I was thinking of what kind of game to make, and I was looking at like artists and whatnot, and one of them was Kid Brute. Many of you may know, or maybe not know, he's an elusive little boy, but he just does this crazy ass art, and I wish Shape Ape Drift. There's this one image. Oh man, it's not out there. This one image that he drew of just his little persona in a kart racing thing. But then Kawaii Sprite, who does the music for Friday Night Funkin', did like, I guess like a music piece inspired by that art piece. So it was almost like this stylish, like, you know, essentially, I almost want to say, you know, this, the aesthetic that Friday Night Funkin' is aiming for, this like edge street type thing, essentially, but like a kart racing game of it. And I don't know, something like that, but with, you know, Kawaii Sprite, awesome ass Kawaii Sprite music. But I feel like that's like, I don't know, that there is like the split timeline where it's like Friday Night Funkin' but not rhythm, and it's a kart racing game instead. I don't know. Also, I love Mod Nation Racers where you can just create your own tracks and shit like that. I don't know. I feel like the kart racing scene of video games is, you know, it's like, you know, everyone guesses a Mario Kart, and
Mario Kart slaps harder than my abuse.
Crash Team Racing.
Okay. Okay.
Crash Team Racing. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of.
Then I do have a question, Ninja. Are you gonna make any plushies of the mom from FNF? Just saying, is the plushie going to be?
Let's just say big enough for you, big guy.
Is there going to be like a smaller version for my jar as well? Or
Okay.
Can I cut a That's hole the, into like, the plush? Is, like, these are the questions gets... Trustin is dying to know.
Yeah, is the stitching loose enough, or do I need to like restitch it after?
I mean, also, even if he said no, you can't cut a hole in it, it's not like he could control that. I mean, you could just go ahead and do it anyway.
No, it's in the contract of you buying one. You have to sign a contract saying you will not fuck it.
Yeah, it's in the EULA.
Maybe you should sell like the booby mouse pads, but just have the booby part. Speaking of boobs,
Ninja, do you like breasts?
Kinda.
Okay, that's pretty cool because that's what it says on your official wiki.
Oh, does it?
Yeah,
is that
just
somewhere?
Says he likes breasts.
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, that's good to know.
Damn, how'd you know about that? Damn, y'all did your research.
I did. I read up on you. I'm just like, oh, this Ninja Muffin guy. Let me see if he's someone I like. Oh shit, he likes titties too.
Give this man a true.
By the way, I'm trying to wedge this in
here. Guys, question of the week.
Oh, go ahead.
Guys, ass or titties, guys? Question of the week.
Actually,
why did you say that? Like, Joe
was a titty guy.
What?
Hey guys, ass or titties? Question of the week: ass or titties? Hey, I mean, Peter, what am I going to be in Friday Night Funkin' week 9?
Leave it in the YouTube comments. Yeah, if anyone leaves it in the Discord chat, they're banned. Leave it in the YouTube comments.
Post a comment.
Definitely gonna have to say ass because I used to be a titty guy, but man, ass is just so lovable. You know what I'm saying, dog?
Yeah. Also,
so what are we getting first, Joe Swanson?
Let him do his thing.
Yeah, Tristan, also like, since you came out like 2 weeks ago, literally on the podcast, I hope you like ass because it's in your future, man. You're gonna have to get used to it.
Well, yeah, that's actually like a big reason why I like ass more now.
No jokes, yeah.
I used to be like exclusively a titty guy, and like I would watch furious amounts of lesbian porn and be like, yeah, this shit doesn't do it for me. And then I switched teams.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough.
Just one day I was just like, wow, lesbian porn just is not for me, bro. And then I was just like, okay, anyways.
Bro, COVID got you messed up so bad.
I know, right?
Yeah. COVID altered COVID my DNA, and now I want to fuck ass. There's the title. Yep. There's the title. COVID turned him gay.
Demonetized.
No, I'll put that for the audio version, because we don't have to don't worry about the titles for that. All right. So what the fuck?
Are those your Sudafed pills? Like Trump has to take.
Those are my perks. It's my anti-COVID pills.
You're a cokehead, right?
Oh yeah, definitely.
I mean, all right, so just gotta, like Trump, you know.
Okay, guys. All right, all right.
How big is everyone's cock?
Right.
How big is everyone's cock?
Did you know that he wears a diaper and he like is incontinent and shits himself constantly?
Okay. All right. Moving on from this. Let's
you guys are acting weird.
That's it.
Stop. Just stop.
I'm posting a picture of TJ mowing my yard.
All right, guys.
No,
that's insane.
We're gonna have to wrap things up here, by the way, because we're hitting that hour mark.
Lars, question now. Lars, give me a question now. I'm getting. You're killing my high.
I'm trying to ask it. Okay. So, well, actually, it's not really a question so much as it is something that I've noticed, which is that it's not like a specific overlap necessarily, but I think that the kind of like street arty kind of style that I've seen on Friday Night Funkin'. I don't know. It's probably could never happen, but like, if you guys ever got Mitsuya Nomura's number, I don't know, like a.
Ooh, who's that? I'm noob.
The guy who does the Kingdom Hearts art. You know, the kind of like.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, that kind of like edgy kind of.
That would be awesome.
That'd be kind of cool. Just putting that out there.
Yeah. We do like. We do chew on the. Yeah. I guess you could say like the 2000s. 2000s aesthetic.
You know what?
Whether it's video games or music or anything like that.
You made me. Oh my god.
Oh, that's that gay COVID again.
You maybe reminded me of this, Lars.
I told you guys I was sick, but I didn't want to reschedule. Sorry.
All right, go ahead and ask your question.
You reminded me of this, Lars, but like, what if they did. I mean, this is kind of like far reaching, but it'd be cool if they could do something with like Takashi Murakami with his like art style. Where, because you were mentioning like, all the graffiti stuff, and like his artwork isn't a lot of hip hop stuff. And
that's the guy that does like he did like Kanye West art.
He did like the graduation album cover and stuff like that with like the it's like that weird super flat art style that has like all the weird like Mickey Mouse stuff and like the flowers.
yeah, we should. That would be awesome.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't see it. People like that. It's like, how do you even get in touch with them?
Yeah,
I'm thinking with like people have mentioned like, get Toby Fox, but it's like, how do you get in contact with Toby Fox? It's like half of the battle is just like figuring out correspondence.
Oh,
it's like how does that even work? Ah. It's like what is Toby Fox's email? What is Takashi Murakawa, whatever his name is, email?
Here's the thing,
Murakami.
Though.
Whoops.
Oh, I have some. Okay. I can give some Friday insight here because I've been podcasting for 200 episodes at this point, and we've had a lot of guests. Here's the thing.
Yay.
You're right, but also a lot of people assume that this person probably gets a lot of emails. They're never gonna see this, but that's not always true.
Yeah.
So you know.
Yeah, we do know email's powerful, but it's like, leave it in the comments below. What is Toby Fox's email?
Yeah, exactly. Just like his cross streets or something. Maybe.
When are we going to have the boyfriend in Smash? Like, what is Sakurai's email?
Yeah, what is Sakurai's email, honestly?
Yeah, Toby Fox, if you want to come on the podcast sometime, feel free. Just Toby send Fox, me your email.
We know you're
Sakurai,
listening.
Sakurai, please come on the podcast.
Yeah. Sakurai, we know you're listening.
By the way, what if his email turned out to literally just be tobyfox@gmail.com, and he was like, yeah, guys, it was obvious this entire time.
Guys.
Yeah, I was just waiting for you to figure it out. It was your next quest.
Yeah.
I know his email was on the Undertale website at some point. I remember.
Kojima@hotmail.com.
All right. By the way, I got a DM from Trust. We got to wrap here for IRL stuff. So let's go ahead and call it here. And thanks everyone who is tuning in the audience, by the way, at discord.t1podcast.com. We really appreciated your time, and a bunch of you guys had questions. Sorry, we could only get to a few of them. But if you have more questions, go ahead and leave them in the YouTube comments. And, you know, maybe Cam will stop by at some point. And otherwise, I'll go ahead and take us out here. Cameron, thanks again for coming on. You've always been a pleasure, and I very much enjoy your company.
Yahoo. I got a... Who's got the high score? Palo? I got a... Oh, beat him.
The highest score is actually the Russian Badger. What was like 80,000 listens or something? Yeah.
Oh, I meant how many times appearances. The,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Pela's been on like 3 times. Yeah.
Oh, I got to beat that.
All right. We'll see you next week.
That was awesome. Hey, play us out. Audience.
Audience. go ahead and drop a beat. We won't be able to hear it because it's in text form, but that's fine. And
play the in the YouTube edit, play the Sword Art Online intro.
Nice.
That'll get copyright strike.
Well, Ninja Muffin, nice to meet you. This was the first podcast. Ninja is kind of cute. Now he's my husband. I guess there's the lore.
Yay.
Add that to his wiki and
are
my
you,
wiki.
Are
as
you
well.
Ninja Blevins Brawler's wife?
Yay.
Yes. Now if you guys want to check out more first podcast content, just search it up on YouTube. We got a couple videos there. And if you want to check out TJ's stuff, he makes music. And where is that at, TJ?
SoundCloud.
And how do you spell your name?
SoundCloud.
That's right.
Fuck you. Anyways, if you want to check out more content from Lars and myself, Spaghetto, youtube.com/Spaghetto, we've been doing daily Let's Play content.
That's right.
Who knows? Maybe we'll play Friday Night Funkin' soon.
Maybe. Probably not, but maybe.
Maybe.
And
no, I want to play it. The fuck you talking about?
Saturday Night Suckin'.
Nice.
Ooh, that sounds
like
a
good sequel.
The Rebecca
Black route, where it's like she kind of makes fun of it by making a song called Saturday, where it's like, okay, I can see it.
Thursday Night Truckin'.
Yeah.
All right, Ninja Muffin, take us out. DK Donkey Kong.
DK.
By the way, guys. Patreon.com/T1podcast. If you've been tuning to the episodes for a while and you want to get bonus episodes of the podcast, that's, I think we're up to 25 at this point. Premium content from the boys and early release privileges for all of Tristan's videos. You can head on over there.
That's right, motherfuckers. We've been posting early videos for your privileges.
Late videos.
Uncut, uncircumcised, and edited tightly for you.
That's right. I am not cut.
Proof?
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.